track four, and some news stories. More misery for motorists as road closure extended. Drivers are facing yet more misery in Star Cross with the announcement of another extension to the main road closure. The A379 will now remain shut until Friday, November the 14th, causing further disruption to both motorists and residents. It's due to major works being carried out on the Driftwood pub, previously the Galleon, which is more extensive than expected. Residents have raised concerns about HGV traffic using diversion routes through the village. County Councillor Alan Connett said, "I've asked Highways about what more can be done about heavy lorries routing through the village and also children crossing New Road going to and from school. I have alerted our local police team to the issues, so many residents have reported of speeding traffic. My thanks to residents for their continued patience and understanding." The closure has already been extended several times. Councillor Connett said, "Unfortunately, it's one of those cases that until you start chipping away at the render, you can't tell what you're going to find. The Cobb contractor is currently working on the most dangerous part of the building to get that secure to prevent any potential collapse and allow the scaffolding to be removed as quickly as is safely possible. HGVs are advised to use the A380, but residents report this is not always happening." Councillor Connett explained, "With regard to HGVs, we have used variable message boards to the north to highlight the closure and direct traffic to stay on the A380. We have also erected additional signage instructing HGVs to use the A380. We've also contacted several haulage companies that have been noted going through New Road to ask them to communicate to their drivers to use an alternative route. We've also asked those that cannot use an alternative route to do so with care and to reduce their speeds. The companies have all agreed to this and are on board. A highway officer is attending every day to monitor the traffic at peak times and liaise with the contractor."
Cancer wellbeing event at Newton Abbott. People living with cancer, along with their family, friends and carers, are invited to a new community cancer wellbeing event at Newton Abbott Racecourse next month. The event takes place on Tuesday, November the 4th, and brings together local organisations, NHS professionals and community support groups to showcase the wide range of help available for people affected by cancer, including advice on physical activity, financial matters, and mental health and well-being. Visitors can drop in at any time from 9:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. There will also be two short talks during the morning, including one on nutrition and healthy eating during and after cancer treatment. That's at 10:30. Everyone's experience of cancer is different, and we want to encourage people to take an active role in their own health and well-being. Connecting with others who understand what you're going through can make a real difference, providing reassurance, comfort, and a sense of belonging. Research shows people who stay engaged in their health and well-being during treatment often experience better physical and emotional outcomes. We want to make it easier for people to access the right information and support all under one roof. A cancer diagnosis is life-changing, not only for the individual, but also for their loved ones. Even with family and friends around, it can still feel lonely. Local support groups can play a vital role in helping people through that, and this event will be an excellent opportunity to connect. The event is free to attend, and there's no need to book. Simply come along on the day. For more information, please contact the Lodge Cancer Support and Information Centre on 01 803 656 490.
Chagford shines at Food and Drink Awards. Chagford is officially home to Devon's best places to eat out after two of the town's establishments won gold at the Devon Food Drinks Awards on Monday, October the 6th. The Mill End Hotel and the Chagford Inn were crowned as the best in Devon at an awards ceremony at Sandy Park on Monday the 6th. Judges said the food at the Mill End Hotel's 2AA Rosette restaurant was well considered, well balanced and excellently presented. They were impressed with the way chefs at Devon's best fine dining restaurant prepare classical British dishes crafted from locally sourced ingredients that reflect the change in seasons. The hotel was also awarded a Gold Hospitality Award. Seasonal and locally sourced ingredient-led menus also helped the Chagford Inn to victory as Pub of the Year. The pub's warm hospitality and outstanding food that celebrates Devon on a plate resulted in judges claiming the Chagford Inn was the best pub they had ever judged. Chudleigh also earned its place as one of the best towns in Devon for food and drink, with the Ground Up Cookery School named Best Training School. The Ground Up Cookery School champions local, foraged and sustainable ingredients and practices. Devon Food and Drinks Award judges said the tutor's passion for ferments and preserving seasonal produce was infectious. The Ground Up Cookery School also won a Gold Sustainability Pioneer Award. Also in Chudleigh, Huxbier Vineyard won Wine of the Year. Coughton Holidays, just outside Dawlish, won a Gold in the Sustainability Pioneer and Hospitality Awards. And the Dartmoor Tea Estate, which is currently celebrating its 10-year anniversary, was also awarded a Sustainability Pioneer Gold Award, as well as two Gold Product Awards. Other Teambridge businesses to win Gold Hospitality Awards were Gidley Park, Islington Country House and Spa, Rafiki's in Ashburton, The Social Bar and Kitchen in Newton Abbot, Bucket and Spade Restaurant in Sheldon, and the Orchard Kitchen at Dean Prior, Buckfast Lee. In the Retailer Awards, Sheldon Village Store and the Cheese Shed in Bovey Tracy won gold. Teambridge Food and Drink Makers were also well represented in the Product Awards. Kingstainton-based Barbers Bean to Bar came away with a gold award, and Kingstainton Bakery Truly Treats picked up a platinum. Also receiving platinum awards are French Beer Farm in Chagford. Dawlish businesses were well represented in the Gold Products Award. Ice Cream Maker, the local Scoop, picked up four. The Shepherd Shack won three, and the Chocolatier, the Melting Whisk, won one. Elsewhere, Gold Product Awards went to the Husbandry School in Newton Abbot, Boochie Kombucha, which is based at Seal Hane, and Buckfast Lee's Voyager Coffees.
Teenage girl arrested after altercation. A teenage girl was arrested after an incident near a Newton Abbot pub on Saturday. The 17-year-old was released on police bail following an altercation on High Week Street near the Swan Inn. Officers were notified at around 8 p.m. on October the 11th. Devon and Cornwall police attended and found a man with a minor injury. A spokesperson for the force said, "Police were notified at around 8 p.m. on Saturday to reports of an altercation on High Week Street. Officers attended and located a man with a minor injury. A 17-year-old girl was arrested and released on police bail. Police confirmed that inquiries are currently ongoing."